Now we bring to these microphones a good friend and a broadcast partner two ways. He broadcasts along with us in partnership, getting information out to the world through radio. And I, every Friday, have the privilege and opportunity to be with Brannon House, Worldview Weekend Radio, and we do a Middle East news update. And it's always a joy to get together. Then we usually open up the lines and have some of the friends across the United States calling in. Sometimes we even get calls from as far away as Great Britain. But Brannon, it's great to be with you, and thank you so very much for joining us today. I know that on a recent program on Worldview Weekend Radio, you had a discussion about Bill O'Reilly's new book, Killing Jesus. Now, I wanted to have you on the broadcast to talk about what your thoughts are about that and what some of the facts that the body of Christ needs to understand when they go to the bookstore and possibly purchase this. I see that it's going very, very high as it relates to popularity on the New York Times best-selling list. But first of all, what I'd like to do is get your overall impression. And let me say this to begin with. You know, what's exciting to me, at least Jesus is being talked about. His name is being mentioned. Now, I don't know if it's in a good shade or not. I have not had the opportunity to read the book. That's why I'm contacting you. But is it not a great opportunity to lift up the name of Jesus? And then give me your overall view of the book, and then we'll get into some particulars.
Well, thank you so much. Yes, I bought the book the very morning that it came out. I tried buying it the night before, but the bookstore wouldn't let it go. So I was one of the first people to purchase it. And it is not a good book in many, many ways. Perhaps it has people talking about Jesus, but in what way? I mean, the Mormons talk about Jesus. Many of the cults talk about Jesus. So which Jesus are we talking about here? And I'm concerned that the Jesus Bill O'Reilly is writing about is not maybe the Jesus of the Bible in some aspects. For instance, Bill O'Reilly says on page 2 of the book, we're not going to discuss Jesus as Messiah. And so he's called the Nazarene throughout the book. Bill O'Reilly doesn't want to discuss the miracles of Jesus. He says in an interview, and I've played the audio on our radio show, that there were no doctors validating these miracles. And so there's no way we could scientifically prove these things. And so we didn't deal with the miracles. He did not deal with the 109 messianic prophecies that Jesus fulfilled, every one of them. He says it's not a book about religion, it's a history book. So it was a book about religion, and it is a book about religion, because Bill O'Reilly, throughout the book, is putting in his beliefs. And a religion is a system, set, or collection of beliefs. And he even says at one point in an interview, we put in the book what we believe was true, what we believe is true. He and his co-author, both of these guys who are Catholic, by the way. So that's higher criticism. When you start writing and saying, we're going to put in what we believe is true, what we decide is reasonable, that's human reason. And that's exactly what many of our founding fathers were into with Thomas Paine and the Age of Reason. They only believed the Word of God was the revelation of God as long as it was consistent with human reason. Well, the virgin birth, that doesn't make reasonable sense, so we'll discard that. The Trinity, three is one, that doesn't make sense, so we'll discard that. The miracles, resurrection, the deity of Christ, that doesn't pass the reasonable test of human reason, so we won't discuss that. That's what the founders believed, many of them. That's what Thomas Paine believed. This is a serious problem.
Now, when you say that he doesn't deal with many other activities of Jesus Christ other than what led up and then included the crucifixion or the killing of Jesus, did he give any information or talk about the resurrection at all?
No. He doesn't discuss the resurrection. He doesn't discuss the miracles. He doesn't discuss the 109 messianic prophecies. If you're going to do a book on history and on Jesus, would you not have to do a book on whether this guy was Lord, whether he was doing miracles? Because even as Bill O'Reilly admitted, hey, we didn't get into the miracles, but something was attracting these people. Something was causing these large crowds to show up. Of course it was. He was doing miracles. In some cases, they were showing up for the free food, literally. So you talk about the people that were there historically, whether it's Josephus, the ancient Jewish historian, whether it's the critics of Jesus, they didn't discard that Jesus was doing miracles. They believed he was doing miracles. They just said he was doing it by the power of Beelzebub, of Satan. And Jesus said, how is it that Satan could be divided against himself? I don't do these by the power of Satan. And, Bill O'Reilly doesn't deal with the 109 messianic prophecies, as I said, which even historians who are not believers, experts in antiquity, will tell you that those 109 messianic prophecies related to the birth, the life, the death, the resurrection of Christ were, in many cases, written 250 to 400 years before he was born. That is a matter of historical fact with antiquities in the writings to show that these Old Testament prophecies were written 250 to 400 years before he was born. So Bill O'Reilly doesn't deal with that. Well, if you're not going to deal with the miracles, if you're not going to deal with the deity of Christ, if you're not going to deal with the resurrection, then what are you dealing with? And what he does is he says, and I have it twice on audio, he says that Jesus was killed over taxes. The reason Jesus was killed was over taxes. He says that Jesus was a man. He uses this phrase many times, which he was 100% man, and yet he was 100% God. But Bill O'Reilly doesn't deal with that part. He says Jesus had a temper. He was a little violent. In fact, he says at one point, Jesus got himself killed because of his anger. So he got himself killed because of his anger. He got himself killed because of his temper. And what he's referring to is anger is in the temple when he overturned the tables of the money changers. And he was saying that he interrupted the money flow, and that's why he got himself killed. And we know that that's not the case. He laid down his life willingly as a ransom for sinners. He also makes things up along the way in saying that the words of Jesus from the cross, we do not believe that Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. We do not believe he said that from the cross. The Roman guards would have never let folks get that close, and with being crucified and the difficulty in breathing, there's no way he could have said that loud enough for anyone to hear. We believe he probably said that when he was being scourged, not when he was on the cross. Well, okay, Bill, this is the gospel according to Bill O'Reilly. Well, thank you, Bill. So I guess they ought to make Bill the Pope, because Bill's now the one's going to tell us what we should and should not believe when it comes to the Word of God.
Yeah.
But what about the conversation with Jesus and the thief on the cross? He doesn't discuss that. What about Jesus saying, behold your mother? He doesn't deal with any of these things because, he wouldn't have been talking when he was on the cross, and the guards would have never let him close enough. So this is Bill O'Reilly's opinion, and he gets even some major historical facts wrong. Twice in two interviews, I have him saying that John wrote the Gospel of John on the island of Patmos. He didn't. He wrote Revelation on the island of Patmos. He wrote the Gospel of John in Ephesus.
Well, that is all very interesting information. The thing that's really concerning me, there's no interest in my heart or mind at all about a man named Jesus being killed if he was not the Son of God, number one, and number two, if he did not resurrect from the dead.
Yeah, then this is an exercise in futility. Why are we having this conversation? I mean, exactly. And the fact that Bill wants to say this isn't a religious book, it's a historical book, the whole history of the Bible is to prove that Jesus was Messiah. The Bible is a history book as well, and it's proving that Jesus is Messiah. He was promised that he would come, and then he came and he fulfilled these prophecies. So Bill O'Reilly, unfortunately, gets a big fat F from me in this when it comes to this book. He does not pass the test, and there have been people that are out tweeting, challenging Bill O'Reilly to have me on his television show, but I don't think Bill O'Reilly has the courage or the guts or a wherewithal to have someone like myself or you or any other apologist he could have on the air live to deal with this. But Bill O'Reilly should not be writing books about Jesus.
That's for sure. Do you think Bill is a Christian at all?
No, absolutely not. Because Bill O'Reilly doesn't even understand why Jesus died. I mean, if you're saying Jesus died over taxes and Jesus had a temper and he died over his anger, then he clearly does not understand the gospel. And in fact, in one of the audios I played with Bill O'Reilly on Don Imus' radio show, and he says to Don Imus says, I don't like the fact that people want to say that Jesus is the only way. I don't like that. And Bill O'Reilly says, well, let me tell you something. If you're a good person and you live a good life, you're going to make it to heaven. I cannot see a just God sending someone to hell in the backwoods of some village in jungle who's never heard the name of God. So if you live a good life, that's the crux of the gospel, Bill O'Reilly says.
Wow.
The crux of the gospel is do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. If you're a good person, you're going to make it to heaven. No,
wow.
Bill O'Reilly is as lost as a goose in a snowstorm.
Well, I can probably agree 100% with that statement. Well, one final question for you, Brandon. Would you suggest that Christians should stay away from this book, not read it at all, and not promote it at all?
I would say that they would. I'm not putting money in this guy's pocket. I mean, he got $10 million to write the book, according to CBS's 60 Minutes. I bought the book for research. Would I encourage other folks to buy it? No, I would not. Because most people don't know their Bible well enough to know what he's writing is true or not true. Why encourage what he's writing, which is not a book really about the Jesus of the Bible in many, many, many ways? So no, but I would encourage folks to talk about the book in the sense of maybe listen to the radio show that you and I have now done, listen to the radio show I've done, and talk to people about the real Jesus and come to understand, explain to people that Bill doesn't want to do with the miracles, the resurrection, the deity of Christ. Well, if you're not dealing with the miracles to prove he was Jesus Christ, if you're not dealing with his deity, the miracles prove that he was God incarnate, if you're not dealing with the resurrection, then why talk about Jesus? And so talk about the things he doesn't talk about and use that as a platform to take what's common in the culture and turn it into a pulpit.
Wow. Excellent. Excellent idea. Brandon House, he is an outspoken broadcaster and holds conferences all across the countryside. You need to make sure you know where they are happening and do attend them. And, of course, go to his website. That's worldviewweekend.com, and you will get some information beyond your imagination that will help you as we look at this world in light of the view that the Bible gives each and every one of us. Brandon, thank you so very much, my good friend. Appreciate it.
Thank you.